All right. So, Spirit, please set spin ratio of fields 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate unified field. Now, please visualize your unified field as a sphere around you, moving in all directions, gently touching the outer edges of the unified fields of our circle here. Creating one single unified field to focus and intensify the energy today. We would like to speak today before we begin our work, because our work has to do with it today, about polarization. The uses for polarity are many. That's the reason why there is a karma game, which is, after all, nothing less than an exploration of polarity in all of its permutations. But when polarization is manipulated by your leaders, by your religious functionaries, by your mass media, it can become a dangerous societal situation where you have some segments of a population being programmed, if you will, or manipulated into seeing another portion of their population as bad or evil or not even human. Naturally, when this type of situation occurs in societies, historically, there's been a tendency for it to lead to very low probability outcomes, civil wars, mass unrest, not in the sense of civil disobedience designed to shift a government, but civil unrest because of the breakdown of, well, civility, for lack of a better word. Clearly, the United States lives in a culture where the leaders and the media have much to be gained by creating this intense polarization between people. And we don't have to remind all of you on this call of this, but we feel that creating a field where this can be accessed by most of the population would be useful, that working together to solve one's issues, whether those be the issues of a pandemic, the issues of a dysfunctional government, the issues of a dysfunctional economic system, can be rationally addressed. And that looking at another group of people as somehow less than others is never going to lead to a high probability outcome in terms of the stability of your nation. There are many cynical actors, many self-interested actors in your government. And of course, that has been true of any government. It still is. And the divide and conquer method is being used in order to sow dissent between the population and distract said population from the failings of the governance itself. Americans will have to come to terms with the fact that they need to train better politicians, that it isn't a job that is just instinctively known, but like any other profession, There's a certain skill set that needs to be developed for that. And in order to prevent the kind of demagoguery that you're seeing in your current leadership, it's important to work on a societal level to educate the future leaders, to educate everyone, whether future leader or not, because after all, the way the American system works, you never know who might end up running for office. But if there's some basic political competence in those individuals, then you don't see such disasters as are being seen in the United States and other developed countries as well. And so on that note, what we would like to do today with your cooperation is to work on a transpersonal energy field for the United States of America. Again, the fields that we place are not manipulative. They do not force. But it allows for higher possibilities of, if even a temporary suspension of polarity, so that situations can be seen in their wholeness. Before we begin, we would also like to mention that sometimes fear masquerades as other things. Most often what it masquerades as is anger. And so some of the televised situations where you are seeing people get angry at being asked to wear a mask or angry in various situations, you might be able to cultivate some more compassion with the realization that there is fear underlying these expressions, and that addressing the fear would probably be more constructive in the long run than shaming the expression of that fear. That's not to say that the behavior is acceptable and should be condoned. It is simply to add a level of understanding that when people are in fear, they go into denial. And when that denial is challenged, that closed system will fight to defend itself. When there is a decision made in the fields that something is true and no further information will be permitted to change that, we call that a closed system, and it actually shows up in the mental and emotional bodies as a cube that is very stable and doesn't let any energy in and out. In the energy work that we do, we infuse higher light, higher truth, if you will, from essence into these structures so that they transform into a more open geometry that allows energy to come in and out. But while these systems are closed, if there is any direct challenge to them, it will trigger psychic attack and sometimes literal attack, whether that be verbal or physical. If you try to go up directly against a closed system, it will try to destroy you. We say this for a reason. It's not that the person intends it that way. It's the reflexive desire of the ego to protect these closed systems. Once the healing of the higher light comes in and the closed system opens into a greater, a more open configuration, then this defense mechanism no longer exists. So one thing that you might do when you are perusing the news and various outlets and seeing these stories of outrageous behavior is, because you have usually a picture of the perpetrator, set your intention to send unconditional love to that person as a way of seeking to heal that fear. And we would see that as a great public service if you should wish to do that. Thank you. Now we will get on to our work. This is a specific nested grid we are going to place around the continental United States, the territories, and the other states of Alaska and Hawaii will be pulled into it, but we will first stabilize it around the territorial area of the continent. We are going to place a nested grid, as we often do for this kind of work, so that it can continue to magnify and intensify the energy. Let us start with the 12-sided structure, the dodecahedral structure. And it'll probably overlap a little bit into Canada and Mexico, but that won't hurt anything. Place that 12-sided structure. Now visualize a 20-sided structure, the icosahedron coming around it to stabilize it. Then the 12-sided structure again. And then the 20-sided structure. And then the 12-sided structure. And then the 20-sided structure. And finally, capping it off with the double tetrahedron to intensify and amplify the energy as well as stabilize the structure. Now, allow the collective unified field that you hold to float above, up into the high atmosphere, looking down upon the entire continental United States. Little threads of energy, including its territories, offshore and north. Now the field will be infused with a grounding energy. Visualize that energy going through your collective unified field in a column, a huge column that encompasses the entire nation and goes down below the earth, down into the liquid iron center of the earth. Taking energy from that center of the earth, it will intensify the field. It will get stronger. It will build energy as if you were activating a Kundalini serpent. Let us hold the focus while this energy charges. Very good. And you will feel that energy intensify and start to move up again, up from the center of the earth, up through the surface of the earth, from the sea levels to the highest mountains, spiraling up, to merge with the 11th chakras of every individual in the United States and its territories. Stepping out to merge with the collective consciousness of the United States of America. The fifth dimensional or causal aspects of every incarnate human in those areas. If you feel tightening in your field, call in the silver ray to expand your capacity. This feels very vast. There are, after all, more than 350 million individuals we're talking about here. Just float a moment here in the fifth dimension, connecting with all of the entities who have incarnations in the United States, and that's almost all of them, vibrating from that level of consciousness. Allow yourself and this unified field to merge with that. Again, calling upon the silver ray, if you feel you hit a ceiling and you feel like it's too much energy, just take a deep breath, breathe the silver ray in, and you'll feel a relaxation and an expansion. And you may also utilize the turquoise ray to help with your capacity levels. Very good. Now, in this merge, spiral downwards. Downwards to the surface level of the continent, also including its territories, but focus on the continent. And radiate from your collective unified field, the collective merged spiritual energy of America in all directions, 360 degrees, above and below, behind and in front, to the sides, radiating the transpersonal presence of every embodied person on American soil, living in America. This beacon that you act as in this context today serves as a reminder and a call to presence, an opportunity for essence contact, however fleeting, that these beings can have with their own essence and the essence of the others. Breaking down the false divisions imposed by culture, society, political, religious, and leaders, peer groups, transmitting the gold ray of divine wisdom that announces, that proclaims, that embodies, we are one. We are one. We are one. Please stand by for a transmission of healing energy. To open the hearts and banish the fear, even if only for a moment, of every person. Let this collective energy ring out over the land, over the water, in the sky. Racing out from the borders of this land to touch those who live in other lands, to connect with them in love, and the announcement that we are one. We are one. We are one. Borders are arbitrary and temporary constructions. The bond between the souls that have undertaken a cycle of lifetimes on Earth goes far beyond it. Any considerations, any means that self-interested parties might seek to use to divide one from another. On the basis of race, religion, politics, all have a stake in maintaining the earth as a healthy place to continue to learn, to continue to grow, to continue to expand, to express unconditional love in all its permutations, to be all-inclusive rather than exclusive. True freedom starts in the mind. The mind must first be free of its prisons before any external freedom can be sought, whether that be through an individual's path or through a collective path taken by a nation. While the United States likes to tout its freedoms, it is one of the most controlled populations on the face of the earth at this time. Break free the mind from the conditioning, from the manipulation, from the social control. And it's quite easy to do this. You just connect to your essence instead. Have your essence be the highest authority on what is right for you and what is appropriate action towards others. Spirit will not guide you to harm another, will not guide you to harm yourself, will in fact seek to avoid harm whenever possible, to learn through joy is an expression of true mastery, and many souls aspire to it. We ask that each of you participating today feel deeply the connection to your own spirit as part of this greater whole. To feel the boundaries melting, the connecting to the other souls. We are one. We are one and we are of one purpose. To experience, embody, and express unconditional love in the physical plane. To express and embody divine love on a plane where there is the illusion of separation and where time and space is able to mark the change from being in a state of not feeling that love, not being that love, to feeling and being that love with each breath and each step. Please stand by for a transmission from the Office of the Divine Mother. We would also remind you that there is a large segment of the American population that are in the part of the soul curriculum called Baby Soul. And they are feeling especially frightened right now because all of their old structures of security appear to be collapsing around them. They need to be cared for and offered the security that they crave. And if that's not given to them in a democratic, the elected way, they will demand it from authoritarians. And while they may not get it, as long as the perception of safety is offered, they will grasp at that. And that is the crux of the political danger of the moment that the United States faces right now. Will it allow fear to bring it into autocracy and totalitarian, openly totalitarian forms of government? Or will it expand through that fear to collectively work towards a brighter future that allows freedom, with its attendant responsibilities as the dominant paradigm. That has yet to be decided. If you know what your vote is, then add your energy to that column. And you do that by spreading through the unified field the energies of divine wisdom, of unconditional love, and of divine peace. Holding that focus, we will call this now our transpersonal grid around the United States. Plunging down into the center of the earth, it's a little different than what you would do in your body where you go to the heart chakra. But you're anchoring it into the earth, so you need to go into the earth. If you're doing a collective transpersonal spiral, it needs to be into the center of the earth. Now you can extrapolate from this work that we've done today that one could easily take this nested grid that is surrounding the United States alone and expand it to include the entire planet, and you'd be right. We suggest that you practice working on what you know first before you expand it that far out, because it'll start to break down as you lose a concept of what you're working with. And we want to focus your intention right now on a nation that, if it gets very destabilized, threatens the security of the entire planet. Very good. For some good news, we would like to share that the work that was done earlier and also just the passage of time and more people experiencing the illness has meant that Species Central for the human body is becoming more used to this virus, meaning that it's already started to become overall, not on an individual level obviously, but collectively less severe. But we would say that there is still work to do in that arena, as it can still get quite severe. So given time, we have hopes that the human population will stabilize with this new organism that it must coexist with. And while there will always be people, just as there always are people with every illness that may succumb to it, that the severity of the symptoms become less as the physical body of humans learns how to cope with it a little better and without overreacting, which is what's killing a lot of people right now. The reptilian genetics in this organism has meant that some people's immune systems have gone into overdrive, creating what are called the cytokine storms that kill them. And with more familiarity with a virus that contains reptilian genetics, the human body will be able to relax a little bit and not go all out in its assault on it. We are not saying in any of this to encourage a sense of complacency, however, and as always, we still encourage you to take all precautions, both energetic and physical, to protect yourself and others from the transmission of this organism. Very good. Holding it steady. You're going to transmit energy, predominantly grace, peace, and love through the center of this transpersonal field around the United States. Allow your own hearts to open and receive this transmission for yourselves as you pass it on. Feel how it expands and grows bigger every time you share it. Grows more powerful, more potent, more intense. Also, it appears likely that currently the United States is on a trajectory to examining those old wounds of systemic racism and white supremacy that have plagued the nation since its founding. So that some sort of collective coming to terms with the reality of it, and ideas can come about means of healing and redressing it. We would remind everyone here, though, that healing is a process that on the physical plane takes time. And while the wounds are exposed, healing those wounds is no simple matter and will be the work of decades. But it's a very good start. Very good. Now please lift your collective unified field around the nested grid of transpersonality that we have placed around the United States. Float up and above it. And if you wish it, you may detach from the collective grid now or remain in it if you feel better in it. Now I will open it up for questions if there are any, or comments or concerns, any of those things. Wow, I was kind of just trying to fight to keep in my head in that one.
I have a question.
I never knew you could do a transfer from another planet. All right, somebody spoke up a question.
Yes, I have a question.
My question is, when
excuse me, Sally,
on this collective grid, we go down to the center of the Earth, to the iron core, and then do a transpersonal spiral from that?
Well, you know how you go into your heart, and then you jump back up to the upper dimensions, and you come back to your heart and radiate it out?
Yes.
You're radiating it out from the core of the Earth instead of the heart in this scenario.
Okay.
That collective energy that you normally would radiate out of your own heart chakra, you see radiating out from the Earth in all directions, from the center of the Earth in all directions. The grid is around the United States, so it'll be concentrated there, but it'll also be available everywhere. And now some gentlemen have a question. Anybody else have a question?
Yes. What was the nation?
Excuse me? One at a time.
I was saying I have a question about the virus. Susanna, once you are positive, do you become negative again? Do you test again to become negative? Like, how does that happen?
Well, they're finding out more about this. They're finding out more about this disease now. And one of the things they're finding is that there is a variance of immune response. Sometimes it's a response with antibodies, and sometimes it isn't. I'm not going to go into the whole explanation of the two different types of immune responses. But effectively, some people have one type and some have another, which is why even if you've had it, you may not test for antibodies if you had, say, the myeloid reaction and got rid of it that way. That's why the testing is so uncertain, or one of the reasons the testing is so uncertain at this point. And you do get about 30% of false negatives on the current test they're using. So in other words, it's not sure that having had it, you're immune to it for any significant amount of time.
I have a question. You talked about the nation that we focused on that could become too destabilized. What nation did I miss?
Oh, the United States.
It is the United
Other
States.
Nations, well, the United States is the one that can destabilize right. everybody else. When it goes down the tubes, it's going to bring a lot of other countries into disarray also because of the unique position it holds right now in world affairs. It's a bad news for the whole planet. Plus, the United States has nukes, which can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I got a question.
Go for it.
Yeah. You're talking about descent into totalitarian government, and there is currently a move for a cashless society. We have a digital yuan going online. China's bringing that online. Bitcoin is roaring forward. Corporations are looking to move cashless. And I'm wondering what you see as the consequence of this as in empowering a government to control finances completely by just eliminating cash. What are the probabilities of actually that happening?
Oh, going to a cashless society, the probabilities are high. It seems to be moving in that direction. Does it have to inevitably lead to totalitarianism? No. Can it aid and abet totalitarianism? Yes. You have to realize that the government already holds massive control over your economic system as it is.
Yeah.
Almost what we would already call a totalitarian type of control through the economic systems that you choose to use and so forth. It seems likely that the cashless society will emerge. How that plays out, we would have to say, is up to the individuals involved in each country. Whether that leads to tracking. Remember, you're already tracked a lot if you're already on the internet. We can also
yep.
see how there could be liberation in certain respects, meaning that instead of your data being used by corporations to make a lot of money, let's say you got a few cents every time somebody sold your data to another company. You got royalties for that because it was your data. What if every person in the country, what if every person in the world got that? It would add up over time to maybe even give you a decent living. It may lead to greater ownership of your data rather than less. That's up to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, guys. I got to go, but thank you as always. That blew my mind. I didn't know that they could do a transpersonal spiral for the whole planet, but I guess that makes sense.
That's because we need it.
Yes, we desperately need it. I like
yeah.
what they say, too, about remembering and having compassion for the fact that some of these people that are acting like morons and idiots and assholes, they're really afraid. And if you can kind of send them energy, it'll help you from getting all frustrated. And who knows, it might even help them stop being jerks, which would be, you know, a public service to the people around them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Susanna,
thank you.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Take care. I'll talk to you next month. Bye.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.